Hello, Houston. After a long but much needed break, I am back to finish season 3 of The H. I cannot believe that it's already February, but there's lots of fun things coming up. And so today I wanted to welcome back my friends, Anastasia Hansen and Natalie Harms from Houston blog, It's Not Hugh, It's Me, for their segment letting you know all the fun things coming up in this city, In the Loop.
Hi, I'm Anastasia Hansen.
And I'm Natalie Harms.
And we are bloggers with It's Not Hugh, It's Me.
Yeah, and this is our monthly segment with The H. We talk about events and goings on of the month.
So in this section of In the Loop, we're going to be talking about February, which we were just saying, pretty stoked that January's over.
Is the longest month of my life.
Yeah. So lots to look forward to.
In a short month.
Yeah, lots to look forward to and lots to do. So first up, we actually saw a preview of this in January, but Cirque du Soleil is back in Houston at Sam Houston Race Park. It's been going on and it goes till February 3rd. And so there's lots of show times and the theme is this Mexico rain light combination. Very inspiring.
It's kind of like a Mexican dream.
Artistic.
Yeah. Very impressive too.
Yeah. They always put on a good show. So it's always exciting when they come to Houston.
Another kind of almost month long event is the Real Abilities Festival. So it started as this film festival with people with disabilities, and now it's this kind of month-long, entirely comprehensive art festival. So there's music, film, of course, is what it originated with, and art. And it's kind of focusing on ending the stigma of disabilities and showcase and celebrate the lives of Houston's disabled through their art and their music and film and more. So that's from February 12th to February 21st. It's all free. It's all across the town.
So another fun thing that I'm super looking forward to is The Whimsy World by Shelby Nicole.
Speaking of art.
Yes, speaking of art. And so she is this Houston artist, loves Houston as much as we do. We've crossed paths numerous times over the years. And this is probably her largest solo show to date. And it's going to be this photo experience where you go and basically an Instagram playground, because that's how we as millennials enjoy spending our time and money. But it's going to be awesome. I've seen the stories on Instagram.
I think I love it so much too, because it's by a Houstonian here in Houston. So that's pretty awesome to support a local artist like that.
Yeah. So it starts February 9th. They're actually having a pink carpet grand opening party. So you can get tickets to that. And then it goes through the end of February, I believe.
So another really cool mix of charity and exercise, Pilates Has Heart, is on Sunday, February 17th at 10:30 a.m. So a couple of friends put together an event to honor their friend who bravely fought heart disease and cancer during her life. 100% of the proceeds benefit the Texas Heart Institute. So it's definitely a cool one to get to go to and do some Pilates. And
it's at Wah Pilates.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Have you been there?
No. I need to put it on my list.
Yeah, you do. We have a Pilates guide. We got to go check it out.
Okay, so another cool thing coming to Houston, and I guess this is an annual thing, the 10th annual to be specific, but this is the Flock Beastly Brunch. And so Flock is the young professionals group with the Houston Zoo, and they'll be throwing their brunch at 11 a.m. on February 10th. I mean, they're a cool group. I've been to their events before, and it's fun. Also, it's cool to go to the zoo all the time.
Brunch and playing with animals sounds great to me.
Sounds like you'll play with the animals.
I mean,
but
yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's a pigeon I could feed there.
Cute.
It'll be a wild time. Okay, so Kashan 555 is back in Houston. Anastasia's not going to like this.
Yeah, I'm going to close my
practicing ears. Vegan, but Kashan 555 focuses on a culinary experience to support family farmers and educating buyers about the agricultural importance of eating heritage breed pigs. If you like pork, if you like bacon, this is kind of a all-inclusive event. It's on Sunday, February 17th at 5 p.m. I went to it. You just eat a lot of food and you drink a lot of really great drinks, so it's pretty great, but yeah, not for the vegans in the room.
Yeah, but what I can get on board with is a mixology class, which is happening at one of my favorite places, Poutine, off of Washington.
Poutine.
Poutine. But yeah, they're going to be teaching you guys how to make strong drinks, some inspiration off their menu. That's happening on February 10th, 6:30 p.m. You'll get to see the sunset on the Houston skyline, hang out with some cool people.
If you celebrated Dry January, maybe this is the culmination of everything you've waited for.
Honestly, sounds like a good date night. It's basically Valentine's Day. So yeah,
it's a good one. So one thing I'm really into, on the first and last Friday of the month, Joysticks, which is downtown, it's basically a full...
I've never been, but it's so cool.
It's so cool. So basically, they just open up all of their like antique games.
Arcade games,
yeah. I was like,
so it's like Mrs. Pac-Man and Frogger and...
Yeah, so they open up the floor on the first and last Friday of the month. For $15, you can play all of the games. By the way, it's $15 cash. If you forget, then you have to pay get 20 out and then like pay $5 in fees. So bring cash and then you can play all of the games. It goes from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. This happens every single month. So get on it, guys.
Mark your calendar from now to forever.
Or just look at our events guide on our website.
Yeah.
Because I try to put it in every month because not that it needs advertising. It definitely gets like a lot of people there.
But it's a cool, unique Houston thing that people... like myself, should check off their bucket list.
Yeah. Funny story, though. They do sell these things. So I actually went specifically to play a game that I've played before in the past.
And it was gone?
And it was gone. So, if you've gone to the past, there might be a whole new set of arcade games there. So.
Do they get new ones in? They must.
They have to. Yeah, yeah. They don't just, leave it empty, no. But
who's the market for arcade games?
Everyone. I've seen children there.
No, but, who buys them?
Oh.
Who's I love Mrs. Pac-Man so much, I'm going to have this in my house forever.
I know somebody who has a...
We have it in my office, to be honest, so...
There you go.
It's offices.
So one thing that is just about to take over Houston...
Yeah, that's the whole city.
The whole city. You guys know what we're talking about. It's the rodeo.
Yeah!
So cook-off is actually starting, per usual, starting
I was going to say, if you're not from Houston, then you might not know that the cook-off starts rodeo season.
That's true. So it starts Thursday, February 21st. And it goes until Saturday, February 23rd. So it's a 3-day party. And I mean party.
Yeah, straight up party. It's just tents and booze and people and food and
so
music.
If you know somebody who can get you a wristband, take it. Those get you into private tents. However, it is open to the public. There's a main concert stage and there's obviously a bar and food you can pay for. But the real kind of purpose of it is people having their private tents and cooking off. Yeah.
And then another fun event that's associated with the rodeo is the Rodeo Run. And this happens on February 23rd. It's going to start at NRG Park. It's usually, I think it's a 5K. And I'm always stoked for this one because it's associated with the Houston Marathon, which I'm an ambassador for. Mm-hmm. So everybody should sign up for that. It's a big tradition. Lots of people come out. It's competitive or not competitive.
There's also a family run too, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, and there's a 10K. There's definitely a 5K and a 10K, depending on how aggressive you want to get on a Saturday morning.
Well, and we have a whole list of different types of articles about the rodeo. One of them is about cook-off and kind of what to know before you go. So check that out on itsnotyouitsme.com. But of course, all of this is just the pregame to what the rodeo is. This is not even the full party.
The actual rodeo.
The actual rodeo. It starts February 25th and it goes through March 17th. I mean,
it's the world's largest rodeo.
Yeah, it's
concerts every night.
If you've never been, it's a whole experience. I mean, I go at least 3 times a year. Is that excessive?
No, I've been so many times I can't even count.
Who are you excited for?
Tim McGraw. I'm actually, I feel like when you go to the rodeo, you gotta see country.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's part of the vibe.
I'll do one country artist, just sprinkle it in, but I'm really into the fact that Panic at the Disco is coming. My emo self.
I thought
the
lineup was pretty interesting.
I mean, Cardi B.
Cardi B. Zed. Isn't Zed on the list?
Yes.
Yeah. I was because I was considering going that weekend. I was like, I don't know if I could see Zed. Doesn't really put me in the rodeo mood.
What happened is they released what they, we accidentally, somebody outed the list. And I was like, that lineup is too good to be the real lineup. And it actually ended up being the lineup. Cardi B. George Strait's closing the show. So with Lyle Lovett.
I'm sure it's sold out already.
It absolutely is. But you could probably get markup tickets.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many tips about going to the rodeo. You got to go early.
You
got to do the carnival. Yeah. You actually have to see the rodeo, which starts at 5:30 or 6 p.m. during the weeks and 3 p.m. on the weekends.
You have a blog post about like what to know on your first rodeo, right?
You do.
I do. I wrote it.
Guys, we've written about the rodeo so many times.
We forget what we write.
Yeah. But it's like, you got to go to the wine garden. You got to eat the fried food. You got to see the mutton bussin' and the
petting zoo.
Petting I'm not into the cool. petting zoo. But yeah, you got to do it like once.
Yeah. You got
to. Just to say you've done it. You got to ride the Ferris wheel.
Do you say fried Oreos?
I said fried food.
No. Oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't want to just like limit yourself to
That's
Oreos.
True. Why limit yourself?
There's so much fried stuff. You choose. And then, I mean, then there's the show, obviously. And then there's like the after party. And it's just, I mean, it's great. Be sure you have a doctor's appointment at work the next day. Because, I mean, the rodeo goes from start every single day. Monday, you're out there partying. Like Tuesday, you're out there partying. It's lit. It's great.
So the hideout is actually kind of the after party of the rodeo. But not a lot of people know about it. But it's a really great place to hide out while all the traffic
I was going to say, yeah, it was like, that's when the surge drops and then your Ubers are back to normal.
Exactly. So
that's another point. You should definitely take the rail line to NRG Stadium. Don't bother driving and don't bother taking a cab because traffic will be absolutely horrid.
I actually, so I'm on the magazine committee. So I'm on a committee. I'm a committee man. I'm a committee woman. And the article I wrote for the magazine is about getting around the rodeo. So I'll be sure to cross promote that so everyone can have access to reading about my sage advice.
Yeah. So February is a short month with a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. And then once rodeo hits, it's just all downhill from there. So
or uphill. Uphill. I don't know. I don't What's know. The positive What's the good side? One?
Gosh. So all of these events with links to the tickets and more information will be linked in our show notes.
And you can always find out more about these events on our blog. It's not Hugh, it's me. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and see what more events we add to the list and things that we go to.
Yeah, if you have any February events, come at us. We'll add anything we missed. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, as always, to Natalie and Anastasia for their work of keeping us all informed about what's going on in this city. If you haven't yet, you really should go check out their blog. It's not Hugh, it's me. They put out fantastic Houston-centric content several times a week. I'm so excited to get the season rolling again. We'll be back next week with our next full episode. In the meantime, be sure to follow us on Instagram at The H Podcast and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.